quality isn't as high as we want it to be, and we're not getting as many people into the project as we want. Enter the quality teams. Originally, the quality teams were set up more or less to solve this very problem, and the quality team or teams sit sort of in between developers and users. So developers talk to the quality team and vice versa, and users talk to the quality team and vice versa, and they're almost like a filter in between the two. And to be more precise, they actually overlap, although that diagram is just confusing. But just to give you the idea that it's not that you, if you're a developer, you can't be in the quality team and so on. The quality team is kind of like an overlap between users and developers to try and stop that barrier existing. So they essentially help break down this barrier by helping users, and I'm going to go to comments because we want to sort of break down this idea of users and developers. They help users contribute to programming documentation, you know, the traditional kinds of ways of helping the KDE project, specifically managing Bugzilla, because developers need people to go through Bugzilla sometimes and just say, well, this bug is a duplicate, this bug's already been fixed, this bug can't be fixed. And there are people who are already doing this now in Bugzilla, just helping the developers out, get rid of the workload on Bugzilla. Helping with user interface and general testing, so if you saw earlier the talk on NX, then you can have people just logging in and testing out things, doing usability tests and these kinds of things, so we'll also link in the KDE usability project. Doing communication and promotion, so talking to users and developers, getting more communication going, and promoting KDE as well, which is a thing that KDE desperately needs to do, more promotion, better branding and so on. And therefore it also links in the KDE promo. And then whatever else users can provide. At the moment we have, as Aaron mentioned, fairly extensive documentation that we've developed specifically so that users who don't understand the KDE developer documentation can begin to do this. So for example, we have guides on how to become a programmer. We have a guide on how to compile select KDE CVS, going through it step by step to make it easy for people. We have guides on how to work in Bugzilla, on how to write articles and press releases, all this kind of stuff. And we're developing it as time goes and we're improving it. So, just some examples quickly to give you an idea of how they'll actually work, or how they do already work. If we go back to my example of a person who wants to help KDE, and they learn them in C++, what they now do is, instead of sort of having to do it all on their own, they email the KDE quality list and they say, okay, I know a little C++, maybe a little Python or JavaScript, what can I do? And maybe say, maybe they include that I'm interested in this or that. The quality team members then take that person up, and so already they're in a sense part of the KDE project. So they've already got people who are going to talk to them and help them, and they can feel like they're already part, you know, part of something, rather than simply being the user. And then quality team members suggest open tasks, so they'll point, if appropriate, the person to the junior jobs on the Bugzilla. They're all marked with JJ, specifically jobs that people can easily start working on KDE with. And also larger open tasks, so the example I used earlier is KFind, which needs a big redesign. So we'll say, well, if you want a really big task, you could do something like that. And so we help that user start hacking and we help them to become a developer. Contributor, so they may be doing artwork or documentation or translation or any other things that you can do within the project. And the second example, again, that may be more relevant to you and that we've already done, is let's say the developer wants the new splash screen and the promotional. Well, the developer asks the quality team and he says, I need a splash screen for this application, I need it by maybe there's a deadline for a KDE release, these are the kinds of things I'd like to see in it, please help me. Quality teams then arrange and manage a competition on KDE Look, and they put together an article with perhaps with KDE promo people to promote this competition or to promote the application in general. And KPilot did this recently. We also slightly more informally helped contact Get New Icons. And we can do this essentially for any area of the KDE project. So the name comes from the idea that quality teams improve the overall quality of KDE. So that the code, the documentation, the user interface, the promotion, and all the other aspects of the project all work together to provide a great application, rather than being all slightly disconnected with different groups working in the different areas. So how does it work exactly? And I'm giving you a little hint as I talked about how it works, but just to be clear, we start off with our mailing list, KD Equality, to which anybody can subscribe, discuss whatever they want, although obviously we quickly move things onto the appropriate area. So if somebody comes on, we get them interested in KD Multimedia, that discussion will move on to the KD Multimedia development list. Because we don't want to start duplicating lists and everyone having to have developers being on an extra mailing list. So it sort of starts in KD Equality, it's like a sort of a gateway into the project, and a gateway to users for developers. We also have a series of wiki pages at wiki.kde.org. Currently they're slightly out of date because when we started them we sort of expanded them too quickly, and several of them are very out of date, some of them are still out of date. What we have is, at the moment, a page for each of the sort of sub-teams that we have. So for example, the best kept one is for the KDE Kim, Personal Information Management Suite. And on that page you'll find a list of people who consider themselves part of the quality team, and anyone can just add themselves to that. We have a list of the kinds of things they're doing, and I'll show you later specific task lists. And we can manage any other kind of information on there to be able to draw users and developers together on a platform that's very easy for people to edit. So for example, we avoid having problems with CVS access to edit websites. We also have the quality.kde webpage, as I mentioned. That's a lot of mostly documentation as well as other information. And with these sort of three areas, we then send the contributors into their brave new world, which I don't mean in the sense of a book, but mainly in the sense that they're now getting into KDE development. Developers and users can essentially both participate in it, so you can join these lists and get helping with pages, or you can simply ask for help. You can simply be a person who is really irritated and just sends us something saying, please do this for me. That's fine, because that's exactly what we're here for. So why does this concern you? Because you're all developers and you're all hacking away already. Why should you care about whether users are getting involved or not? Developers can benefit from the quality teams, and the quality teams need developers. Now what I mean by this is that, obviously, if we're going to help you promote your applications, and we're going to help you to link up with users in terms of communicating with them, if we're going to help you get artwork into your project or testing, then you can benefit from the quality teams. And if the quality teams just go under or disappear, then that's not good for you. And conversely, we need developers. What I mean by that is that without support from developers, we're nowhere. If we say to somebody, some user comes along and says, I want to get hacking on KDE, and developers just say, oh, I don't want to hear about it, who's this quality team? Then we've lost them. If developers never ask for competitions, if developers never talk to us, if no developers are on the quality team mailing lists, then again, it's simply another extension of the user space, and we're not providing that overlap. So what I'm asking to you, and there'll be plenty of time for discussion if people want to ask questions and talk about this, is for developers to start getting more involved in how we can work together on this. So some things that developers have to do, and it's not really a very sensible or difficult list, you'll be glad to hear, is first of all just be aware of quality teams, so obviously you all are all now, just talk to other developers in your teams about the fact that they exist, talk to other people you know, so that the word gets out about the KDE project and people know that this is going on. Be in contact with us. Simply emailing us, not necessarily being on the list, but just if you want help or if you've got tasks that you think people can do or anything like that, then just keep in contact with KDE quality list. And particularly if you're in teams, so if you have like a Conqueror team, then only one person perhaps from that Conqueror team can be the person who keeps in contact, so that there's a sort of continuous update going between the two groups. Maintain task lists. This is a slightly bigger job. This isn't something you have to do, this is something that you can do. This one is taken off the wiki page for the KDE PIM quality team. This is a small table on the page for the task of documentation. What we have here is just three applications, and somebody's written in the status of documentation for those three applications, the status of the what's this, the way you click on the question mark and ask what this is in the UI, We've got the status of the screenshot is a big problem. The documentation we found is simply that screenshots are out of date or don't exist. This is a lot of work to do all the screenshots of documentation. And then just a list of people who have become involved. Now, if we can keep these up to date for all the applications, then that would be incredible. I doubt that's possible right now because it requires a certain amount of work and commitment from developers and quality team members. But what it provides is both for developers, in a sense, an idea of where you're at with your project, but for users and contributors, crucially, it gives them an idea of what they can do. Rather than having to constantly ask for mailing lists and not really knowing what these helpers are, they can quickly look at this and we can say, well, look, Pay Organizer needs work because the last update was 14 months ago. So that documentation really needs help, and so we can send someone in to help with that. And then we can track what's going on. So if you are able, then we're very glad with people helping maintaining task lists. You can also actively recruit people on sort of user-land websites. So where you might usually, if somebody says they're interested, say, oh, get on this list or something, or you might just leave them alone because you haven't got the time to deal with it, you could simply say, check out the KDE quality teams, and they'll help you get involved. Or you could even, in a signature, or if you're bored, or /dot, rather than sort of replying to trolls about the name K, you could simply say, well, you know, rather than worrying about the name, why don't you do help our project? You can also just lurk on the KDE quality mailing list. Now, there are developers that thankfully are doing this, and that's really great, and we really appreciate it. And when people come along and they say, oh, I want to help out with this, or I've got these skills, what can I do? Occasionally, developers will just say, well, hey, we really need help with this little task at the minute. Can you help? Sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they'll say no. You can kind of be one of those people who's just there to chip in when you need. And ask for help, because it seems strange, but we'll do better the more you throw at us. And the more people see that the quality team is doing all this stuff, the more the artists on KDE look to see that they can contribute to KDE through this, then the more people are going to help, the more people will get involved, and the better KDE will become. It could, in a sense, become a bit like a snowball as it sort of grows and grows as it goes. And so, through this project, we can break down the divide between users and developers and give new opportunities and improve KDE, which is very important now that we have an increasingly active and productive user base, still disconnected from developers. So if we want to harness the skills that we see on KDE, look where you have maybe hundreds of splash screens for KDE, but none of them getting involved in helping KDE artwork. If we want to get all the people on KDE apps putting up their patch applications, if we want people on the dot to be doing a little bit more constructive work than simply saying, ah, this would be really good, then I think KDE quantity is a good place to start. That's essentially the end of my fairly short talk. What I'd like now is simply for developers in the room to ask me questions, maybe if something was unclear, or we can maybe just start a small, not really a discussion, because it will mostly be through me, I assume, but sort of a discussion on this and where developers feel that you can fit in with this, because obviously it's mostly been set up by non-developers, although developers have been involved. So I'd just like to open it up to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. That was really great. If you have any questions, just raise your hand and then wait till I come with the mic so that everybody can hear you, including the people that will be watching it on the stream.
First, I would like to say that the KDE quality team really is a great initiative. I think it's really something we have missed before, and we have certainly benefited from this in KDE. For example, the context splash screen, which suddenly just was there. So this was really great. My question is, how do you think we can get more people to join the quality teams and to actually feel part of the project by being in the quieter too. So my impression the last time was that it got a bit more quiet on the mailing list, and after the first big success and big noise which comes made, it got a bit more quiet. And maybe it's just this because we have too few people. So what do you think, how do we get more people to join this great initiative?
I think the only way you can get more people to do this is a sort of follow the leader mentality, which is very strong within hackers, and I assume also, or we found through our work, also in other people out in the community. And if people see that the KDE project is taking this seriously, and if they see developers doing it, and if they see we can go on a big blitz on sort of websites and say, come, you know, get involved, then they'll do it. It's almost a chicken and egg situation. Like you say, it started very well and it moved on, but then because we didn't have at that time much awareness within the development community, not many people were giving us work to do, and it kind of went a bit slow. And because it's a bit slow now, not many people want to get involved. So what it really requires from developers, as I said, is for people to help out, to be asking us for things. More competition would be great. We would really like to do even sort of fortnightly competitions on KDE Look, we could do that. And just to get more interest going, and also just keep mentioning it, really. I don't think there's much more we can do, because we can't just collar people and say, right, get in the quality team list, but that may start at least. Does anyone have any thoughts or comments, even if they're completely critical about our idea of developers getting more involved? Do you have the time? Do you think that's just a concern? Or great?
What I'm wondering about is how do the quality team people react, or how do they feel about, for example, this flat screen? There have been a lot of excellent contributions, and it was very hard to judge which one to choose. That we cannot take all of these contributions. How well did they cope with that?
I don't recall seeing any negative comments on KDE Look, which is where the contributions were coming in. I mean, there's always the possibility that someone will get incredibly annoyed if they were not chosen, especially, for example, because they have a rating system on KDE Look. If they're the highest rated yet they're not chosen, obviously there's... But I think that's just a matter of us having to make it clear that the choice comes down to eventually the development team, that they'll take into account what the people are saying on the Look, KDE Look. And I think also the people have certainly found KDE Look, so there's a simply a sense of an increased sense of prestige in submitting artwork for a competition. If they simply submit it on KDE Look, they get a few positive comments, but then people are interested because it's a competition, and then somebody can say, hey look, I've done this contribution to this competition, and it's like an ego boost. So I don't think you have too much of a problem, but it's obviously we have to be careful not to annoy people. Yeah. Thank you. Daniel, or Ben?
I just have a question on the amount of mentoring that's been done. Is it largely just aggregating a list of tasks to do, or is there a more sort of mentoring side of things that goes on?
Sorry, could you just repeat the last bit?
Is it just a really well aggregated task list, or is there more active mentoring that goes on?
Most of it's just those task lists are the sort of core of the work that needs done. Because it's very difficult for us to say to a user, otherwise it would be every single time somebody comes to us, we'd have to go out to the list and say, you know, I asked you yesterday, but is there any change, what do you want doing, and this kind of thing. So mainly from a developer point of view, it's those task lists. Although we're aware that there's a problem in that that's extra work for developers, which seems like a pain, especially if you don't necessarily get the result from it.
On the task list, you had a column for what's this help, which, yeah, it's one of the things that has come up many times in discussion about how what's this is really useful, but only really if it's complete. complete because it's complete that the users build trust in it. And in, the other way around, the corollary to that is if it's not complete, users stop using it, even if it does exist partially, because they don't know when and where it's going to show up. Has a quality team actually looked at setting goals for what's this coverage? Is that why it's there? Or because personally, I'd love to see us with an actual, we want to see what's this coverage reach a certain percentage, much like we do with the translations themselves. It's okay, let's get 100% coverage in these aspects. Is that something that the quality team has looked at yet or wants to?
We haven't looked at it, but it sounds like a good idea. And certainly, at the moment there are question marks on that, although that's probably what we called when I took that shot, but that's because nobody's had the time to look at it yet, because that requires going through CVS and looking at the status of each of the files that contain the what is information. But the good thing about that is that's something very easy for users to get involved with. It doesn't take much intelligence to see what the button does and to quickly describe it and what's this thing. And also there's a slight problem in how the user then gets that information to the developer, but that's definitely an interesting idea. Your idea of goals as well is a good idea. Something we toyed with but simply didn't have people to do was to fork by KD3 try to get hold of KD10 complete in terms of documentation. Though as it being said, we just didn't have numbers. But yeah, definitely that'd be a good idea.
The other question I had was, I don't know, are you the only person at the conference that had me put with the quality teams? Are there other people as well here? And if so, or whether yes or no, are you doing anything, any meetings or Birds of Feather groups during Academy so that the interested developers who now hopefully understand a bit better what it is that's going on can actually interact with you here face to face?
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure, but so anyone here has done stuff with KD Quality Team, you can maybe just put your hand up. But in terms of the people who are sort of officially KD Quality, there's only a few of us who have actually done documentation work. Mostly it's just developers, people who have become developers. The only one I can think of off the top of my head is Michael Pine, who's done stuff with Duke, who told us that he got, well, I've forgotten, but then he got involved through that. Maybe, I don't know if he's there, I think he is. Is he here? No, I know. Yeah, but we have a Birds of Feather session during the Hackfest on specifically on promotion work. We can always open that up if we have time to more general queries developers have, or maybe use it for developers to ask us if we can talk about the way that you can use promotion. Just to give you an idea, the sort of thing I'm talking about there, if you want to come along to that, not sure of the time, we have a schedule. If you either just want your application to be shown out to the world to be a great application, or if you want to say that we're a really good application but we really need help, or that we'd really like to hear case studies, or we can find case studies, maybe you know that your university or a local school or something uses it, then we can just take this information, we can do a quick interview, and we can get your application sort of either out on the internet, on sites like NewsPort or Linux Weekly News, or we can try and get it in the local press or in paper, printed magazines. So definitely come on to that if you're interested in getting your work shown more widely than it already is.
Anybody else?
Actually, I'll just add to that. Also, if you want to do press work yourself, and particularly if you want to do it at Academy, we are doing that. We'll be doing a practical session, and we'll have little sort of gifts of books to give away to people who we think do some good work which they haven't really done before, so you can get yourself a good book as well.
You can stay there, I can speak a little bit louder. Just a small statement. The name Quality Team was not very easy to understand for me, and just now I understand what you're doing. And I would say it's not the best name you could find, but maybe it's just my feeling to this, because it was not easy for me to understand. But I'm not a native speaker, so maybe.
When the name was sort of throwing names around, it starts off with, for example, janitor, KD janitors, because janitor sort of looks after and cleans up after everybody. But then we thought, who'd want to be a janitor? And then we sort of went through lots of different names, and in the end I think it was more just because we needed a name that didn't sound like you were some sort of, you know, just another person who looked, who isn't really part of the project, or... So we just ended up in quality, because the idea was that it's to improve the quality of the thing. I think it's a bit late bringing out to rebrand it, but I agree it's slightly ambiguous. We have to look at that, I suppose. Unless we have a giant rebranding effort and we have a great new name and then we try and get it out again.
If I could just turn around a bit, we've got a lot of developers in the crowd here right now, the audience. I kind of a question for you people, well, us people, I'm actually. What would make the Poly teams more interfaceable, more useful, more part of our world? Because that was that's the other side of the bridge, right? Is us as well as the users. What would make it so that you would actually get involved with the Poly teams?
Lots of people out there who love these products but wouldn't feel capable of coding them. But it was very easy to type out other things. I mean, we've already had, I think I can count about five people I can think off the top of my head who said, we do, I can do PHP and website stuff, what can I do? Well, there you go, a lot of projects I see saying, like DigiCam recently said, well, we need someone to help on our website. So that, those kind of things. Magic projects, big, interesting projects that people like, come up and just quickly work to us or something. We can maybe do an article, run an article on saying, want to help out with this? You know, you can do just about anything you can think of, and that would be a really good way of getting people interested. And also, it doesn't take very much of your time, because we'll do most of the work.
Clears it up for the Apollo team's discussion. Thanks again, Tom. That was enlightening and interesting. And looks like we had a pretty packed room here, so.